This is Ag Issues with Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ag Issues. Joining us today is NDSU Livestock Management Specialist Lacey Quayle from the North Central Research Extension Center. And crossbreeding is our topic of the week. Lacey, help us define that.
There's a lot of technology that usually gets thrown around in breeding season with synchronization and artificial insemination, but some of the technologies we've had for decades, and some of them don't even add any extra cost, and crossbreeding is one of those. So crossbreeding gives us an advantage because those calves actually have increases in performance compared to straight bred. So when you're a commercial producer that is getting paid on selling pounds, that can be a huge impact. Calves that are actually crossbred themselves, and even out of crossbred cows, they can be up to 25% heavier at weaning compared to straight bred calves.
Good stuff, Lacey. And hey, we'll talk specific traits when we go back.
The Minot Hot Tots and Honeybees are back in action this summer at Corbett Field in Minot, North Dakota. The schedule is packed with even bigger and better theme nights, fun promotions for the whole family, warm summer evenings, and of course, baseball and softball. The fun starts on May 26th at 6:35 p.m., but you can go to hottotsbaseball.com or honeybeesoftball.com today to see what's in store this season.
It's easy to put off saving for retirement, but it can be even easier than you think to start. And once you do, you can feel more confident about your future. As a financial professional of Thrivent, let me help you define your financial goals and take realistic steps to help you reach them. It comes down to making choices about your money that match your values, because even small steps can get you where you want to go. Contact me, financial associate Andy Laris, at 701-509-5794.
Talking crossbreeding today with Lacey Quayle. And Lacey, tell us more about some specific traits.
Crossbreeding is also known as heterosis, or that advantage we get from crossbreeding is known as heterosis. And that advantage kind of becomes its maximum after that first generation cross. And it doesn't necessarily impact all traits equally. Some traits that actually are impacted most by heterosis are those that are less heritable. So thinking about longevity or pregnancy rate, or even traits that have to do more with immunity or calf survivability. And so that really impacts the female side of things as we think about calves that are crossbred that are eventually going to be retained. Profitability hinges a lot on how long a female stays around in the herd. So that can really impact profitability if we are having females that calve every year and also are sticking around in the herd much longer.
Good stuff, Lacey. That brings this report to a close. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ag Issues, brought to you in part by Minot Hot Tots Baseball, by Andy and Teal Laris, your Thrivent advisors in Minot, and enjoy a home-cooked meal at Homesteaders in Minot.